If you don't get it, forget about it.
Tell us about it.
Attention, please. Attention,
this evening, please. I stand before you.
This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed.
Oh,
yazi ngesimemezelo ne. Ngicela ukunitshela ukuthi sizamile ukuhlala stand. We did try to be better people. Kodwa the state of load shedding in this banana republic has forced us to do things that we were not prepared to do. Manje singakuphi nolala ama sleep out emzini. Amalunde emzini. Why? Because what am I to do in this dark city of load shedding? And in Joba good load shedder manje, that's what they're doing. They're going to steal a cable. Cable you're gonna buy replacement in September. So I'm just letting you know, Wusi, Nami Yelangazama, but who figure I'm Katala Kona, including me. I'm so sorry. I will deal with the consequences later.
Mtutuzi Ikwenza, Mfundisi. Ingabe uyamthatha lo wesifazane ome phambi kwakho ukuba abe ngumyeni wakho ebuhleli nasembini egula noma ephila engakwazi ukupheka ekudonsa ngekhala phambi kwamanye amadoda
onye mzozo mfundisi
ntombi yethemba yebo mfundisi ingabe uyamthatha lona wesilisa omilana phambi kwakho na ukuba abe ngumyeni wakho esemumbi esingasasebenzi eselale ematshwaleni abuye neyintombi eyifake igxebha ayifake ngaphakathi endlini impendulo yebo noma cha.
Yebo mfundisi ngiyamthatha umyeni wami. Yebo.
Babugoge, ngicela ukuthi usondele namafoni wabo lapho. Intutuzi. Uma singathatha ifoni yakho, sinikezele nangu ntombi yethemba. Na ntombi yethemba, sithatha ifoni yakho, sinikezele nangu umduduzi. Ungaqhubeka yini na umshado? Impendulo yebo noma cha.
Awukasengeni. Uyabonake lapho kusungisa
ukusungelanga.
Unendoda yakhe and I'm fine with that. You understand? Now just find out that you and Jolela nam you and Jolela because calling out I feel like without to see alone Mazi, I feel angry with them seeing you. The funny thing is you see everything because you don't see them. I was Jolela.
In the meantime,
this Zulu word Mgodoy, it's not a word that is used normally. Mgodoy. There would be people who would want to exploit the condition of our people and behave as Mgodoy behaves. We should be vigilant so that we don't have Mgodoy taking charge of our lives.
Hashtag MSW, live on Sowetan Live, Uma FM and Rise FM. Be a part of it. Hashtag MSW, inquisitive.
Uza ngasemuva, ukubulala, ngalane muva.
Fun. It's radio.
Oh man, what a dramatic day as far as the football in South Africa is concerned. There never is a shortage of drama, is there? We'll get to that in just a second. Firstly, let me take my hat off to the Vuma FM team, the Emotion Drive, Lekker Motions, Tema Shoban, as well as Big Mike, and a great outside broadcaster coming through from Peter Maritzburg, mapping out the budget and the budget speech, the breakdown of what's expected in the province, and I think well delivered. So, you know what? Not only is it about fun and entertainment, it's also edutainment. Catch the Motion Drive team again tomorrow. Same place, same time. Well, you know when you're driving to under the bridge in Katlehong and all of a sudden you realize that you haven't eaten and then you switch on and you listen to Lillian Cheese and they are there waxing lyrical about having chefs in the studio eating all sorts of delicacies and lovely food. I learned a lot today, I can tell you that much. Even if you have grade 10, that's all you need. Go to the academy. They'll be there for you. Beautiful show. Thank you so much. The Rise FM Drive. Catch them tomorrow. Mara Sports Worldwide takes over from now up until 7 o'clock. Be with us, Vuma FM, Sowetan Live, Rise FM. Join in the conversation. Hashtag MSW. This is where the journey begins tonight.
Baroka coach Vincent Kobola, how would you summarize what has happened to Baroka FC this season?
For me, if I look at all the games that we played, I think we're not being consistent, especially also defensively, and also we're not been scoring much.
You heard the voice notes.
I think Baroka must prepare themselves for life with the NFT. I don't see them avoiding this relegation X.
You obviously think differently.
No, they must not write us off. This is football. A lot of people thought Baroka is gone, he's gone, but now he's going to push them to the last game.
And you're having absolutely no thoughts about life in the first division?
No. I can't even preach that to the players because I got to show that we are losing the hope. We need to show them that just we can finish position 14, we can do this. We can do this. At least try and avoid relegation playoffs. We can do this. If it comes to playoffs, it will come to playoffs. But for us, we need to avoid.
Zimbidab!
Marawa Sports Worldwide. Monday to Friday weekdays.
Well, right now, though, first up today, because it's a jam-packed show this evening. That's a beautiful story as well, and I'm glad that it's come back. Wayne, as well as Michelle Price, supported by the City of Johannesburg, are bringing back the much-loved Arnold Classic Multisport, as well as Art Festival Africa 2022. And that's going to be happening in Johannesburg after a two-year absence due to COVID-19, which had brought the world to a standstill. Now, this festival is returning to eMzansi in June this year. This time, I can imagine it's going to be better, with more exciting activities. And the aim of the three-day event is to get people physically active with their families. All right, to break it down for us, we joined on the line by the director and co-owner of the Arnold Classic Africa Multisport and Arts Festival, Wayne Price. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome to Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hey, really good. Thank you for your time and thank you for having us on the show, man.
You must be excited, though, hey? I talk about 2 years off, and we don't see and hear anything about Arnold Classic Africa Multisport and Art Festival, and here we are, 2022. It's a different world. What does that mean to you, Wayne?
Well, that is so true. I mean, I think everybody shared the frustration, whether it was in the sport or the entertainment industry, but, you know, we're just glad we're there, and we're glad the wheels are turning again, and... even though we had to think, as organizers, we had to totally think out the box and change the landscape of the event to be able to facilitate, you know, hence COVID, hence load shedding and everything else. But we're excited. We're excited. It's on the calendar, and we're looking forward to an amazing weekend and inviting people to come and enjoy the excitement with us.
But you talk about altering a couple of things, Wayne. You talk about making changes. How will the event be better, though, this year?
Well, I think, you know, I think the positive from the COVID period was that we had to reassess and look at things. And I think one thing that we realized was 2019, I mean, Arnold was, the event was enormous at the convention center. We had the convention center and five venues. But now we moved it to an open field environment at the Rainsock Stadium with the partnership of City of Joburg, and we are able to have a one venue, 60 activations, and have this beautiful tent city we're building, where people can come. The sporting activations are all going to be homed in different styles of tents and Bedouin tents and stretch tents, creating this tent city. And we also got the open area, because now we got the food courts and we got music entertainment in all the food courts. And I keep telling everyone this because it's exciting, because now, because of the terrain there that we're on, we can allow, we've got natural water, so we got fishing and we got the microplanes, you know, and that type of thing. So there's so much more, because we could offer so much more because of the new design of the terrain. But, you know, people aren't going to be disappointed. There is a serious element within in the activations and the sporting activations. There's champions, world champions. There's qualifiers taking place inside the different tents and marquees. But in the general festival of itself, people are just going to love it because we're going to flag it. It's going to be colorful. And look, if I tell you we're going to put the festive back in festival, believe me, people will not be disappointed.
Sure. I mean, when you mentioned 55 sporting codes, I kind of went to, you know, my mind lost it a bit because I'm thinking of the activities here and just how much fun it will be. Because it's also important, and you see so many people again, Wayne, who've come out of COVID, whether they had it or didn't have it, but they were just coming out of a slump and they all feel very weighted on. They feel they need to go to gym and start any physical exercise, but you find that they don't have the time because in as much as COVID drew people to stay at home, but it also brought in the bad habits as well, and here it sounds to me like it's an opportunity for people to really get out there and even explore different sports that they've never encountered before.
Well, yeah, again, you know, and Arnold himself, he always he refers to this as his fitness crusade, and he just says, you know, I got to, you know, people just get off the couches, you know, he says get involved with something. I don't care really what you get involved with, you know. And hence the program of the Arnold Multisport and Art Festival does that because you have the competitive element of powerlifting and weightlifting, but on the other side you have the element competitor of art and model search and body painting, chess, big chess, you know. So there's such a range of activities, and I promise you, you know, one thing that everyone always asks me, why are we always so successful with a multi-sport festival in this country? Because everyone is so passionate about what they do. And that's why we have the slogan of My Sport, My Passion, because we have a shared community, a shared platform, where I come and I support, and I'm supporting badminton, but I'm exposed to 60 other different sporting activations and events. So now we're sharing those supporters. And that's what makes it so exciting. And, you know, because of the open tent city and the festival, now we've got all the music artists involved. We've got 5 different music stages. So the guys, there's going to be full day programs and all throughout the 3-day program. So, you know what, like I said, I mean, we're bringing what we love in South Africa, and that's music, sport, and eating. We bring it all together.
Oh, man, and what a great combination as well. And I haven't been to the Gentle Giant Tent City in Reimsach, and I probably will, you know, between the 3rd as well as the 5th of June. I will make my way there. I need to experience this, because what also fascinated me is about the amount of work, Wayne, that has been put in behind the scenes, you know, together with the city. I mean, you're laying it out, I believe, as a town with street names and also a bit of a carnival feel. I just feel like this is something that should even go on longer. Maybe in the future we could have it for more than just a couple of days that you have it on.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, we are excited. And again, I mentioned earlier our partnership with City of Joburg. We're really excited with that. And you know what it means is that we want to, for the next 3, 4, 5 years, we want to have it at Reimsach, at the stadium, create a city. We obviously, when it comes to, even when we started the Arnolds in 2014, the first Arnolds, in 2016, sorry, I correct myself. You know, there was a lot of work in the design of the initial part, and then we started just managing it. Now we're like reinventing the wheel, but man, it's exciting because, you know, that's what it's all about, is creating this opportunity, taking nothing and turning it into something. And having people come there, and they must just be able to say, wow, what an experience it is. And no, look, I tell you what, we'd love to welcome you at the Tent City. Like I said, you're gonna be able to walk down the main road, which is called the Arnold Boulevard, and you'll be able to see all the events taking place around it. Oh, no, we're going to have a lot of fun over there.
All right, everybody here on social media asking me, hey, what about tickets? Wayne, what do people need to do?
Well, that's it. Tickets are available through WebTicket. I would suggest that folks do buy online. There's various options that they can buy. They can buy a day ticket, or they can buy a weekend ticket to enjoy the 3-day program. But through WebTicket, they can do it, and then there'll be a fast track at the gates that they can come in. I must also mention the city itself, the environment is not going to be for vehicles. We're going to have golf carts. We're going to have pedestrians. and people can park in the ample parking we've got. We've got more than enough parking. But and we're also going to invite people to bring up the fold-up chairs. You know, they want to sit up and sit and watch and enjoy all the different activities within the tents and the space and the environment. They can fold up chairs. Just no cooler boxes because we've got fantastic food courts and we've got incredible food trailers and food suppliers and vendors and that. So, yeah, there's going to be enough. There's going to be enough for everyone.
I love it, Wayne. Thank you so, so much indeed. Look forward to the activities. I look forward to the environment itself. And I think South Africans will be more than excited to see all of this playing itself out yet again. So thank you so much for your time. The director and co-owner of the Arnold Classic Africa Multisport and Arts Festival, Wayne Price, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your wonderful support to the event.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Wayne Price. As it says, just breaking it down, you know, it's like one of these all-electronic ticketing systems where you get your tickets, get sent straight to your phone, and boom, it's all happening. Really, really fun activities as well. I mean, I had a look at it earlier today. If people have their body painting or Korean martial arts, there's team chess, there's arm wrestling, battle heritage, karate, softball, ring ball, judo, whatever. Anything you can think of, it will all be there. That's the kind of positivity and energy that we're looking for at the stage.
All right, let's quickly head off to Limpopo now to speak to Baroka coach Vincent Kobola, who is in charge of a team that's also been rock bottom for a while.
Yeah, we're in a difficult position, but yeah, we are all prepared to make sure that the team stays up. But I just told myself that, you know, I still need to motivate them. Let me show them their videos when they were celebrating a goal. And I think it did a part because I can see now mentally they are ready and prepared to fight. And I even called Aaron Mugwena to come and motivate the boys because he was in the similar situation overseas. And then from there you can see the training that they were motivated, they were laughing and the mood was great. I knew from there that the Arrows game is going
to
win.
You just need to maybe get 6 points. Is that possible?
Yeah, for me I believe that is possible. From Arrow Sports
Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Hashtag MSW Inquisitive. Fun. It's radio.
And that is why we love it. It is radio indeed. 060-7080-484. 060-7080-484. Hashtag MSW, Vuma FM, Soweto Live, Rise FM. This is where you're finding us right here with Marawa Sports Worldwide. Do keep in touch. Be interactive. Any reaction to any of the conversations that we're currently having, be a part of it. Now, today we would have had the wonderful company of somebody that we are told is vying for the presidency of the South African Football Association, Mamreeli Dwaba. Yeah, she would have been here. She had agreed to come and chat to us. But it looks like she has not been given permission. She's barred from addressing media. Now, later on tonight, we're going to be chatting to Ria's legal representative, Lerume Tobejane, because we understand that a coalition of civil society leaders was left enraged by the South African Football Association flexing its muscles because of an event that was held at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton. So SAFA's Vice President, Rieli Dwaba, was meant to address the gathering organized by the group that is in support of her nomination for the SAFA presidency. Now, you would have noticed even on Twitter that the number one trend for most of today has been the name Dr. Khumalo. And you wondering on what basis. So Doc was there at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton, and he probably gave one of his sternest speeches ever, and that is why it has found traction on social media, and that is why people are currently talking about it. Doc Khumalo joins me on the line. Baba, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, Rob, and good evening to the listeners.
That was a statesman's address that you gave.
Seriously,
I'm telling you, I mean, you know, I've known you for gazillion years, my friend, and
yes.
There's usually moments of fun and good times and entertainment and so on. So when I saw you switching to almost presidential mode, leadership mode, yes. then I was yes. taken aback because there was a, you know, when the people reacted and they were clapping to almost every sentence that you were projecting. And I think a lot of that was coming from your heart. You were not even reading a prepared speech. You were speaking from the heart.
No.
What did that say to you?
Yeah, to be honest, Robs, I must say that I had a speech, but I thought sometimes, you know, it will like derail the situation, and I had to speak from the heart. And it was an unfortunate situation what transpired today at the press conference because Mama Ria was not allowed to participate. And I was also invited as a footballer or a former footballer to talk about the situation or the current situation of football in South Africa or the state of football in South Africa, let me put it like that. And this, it comes from within because, you know, when you plant a seed, and you keep on putting some water into it, and it grows and grows and grows. And we're supposed now to give you the fruit, it collapses. So that means something's not right. Something's not right. Because I'm looking at where we're coming from as a nation. I'm looking at where I'm coming from as an individual. There's so much one can talk about when you talk about South African football. There are so many custodians in this game about the day, I mean, of football. So the list that I was asking was just, can we see change? Can there be change, whether it's a current structure, a structure, or the new structure that's coming? I support any individual or any structure that will bring change. Things that we used to see 20 years ago. You want to tell me as a country we're failing to emulate what 1996 players did? And it's not only the players. We're talking about the economy of the country. We're talking about the supporters, the loving supporters, the South Africans that were out there in numbers. We experienced them. People were dancing in the streets. People were doing whatever you may call in the streets because they were happy. We put a smile in their faces. But all that went to waste. It's gone.
What do you think has caused this, though, Doc? Because you know, you've been with Bafana in the glory days. You were even with Bafana in the 4x4 days, which were not glory days, but it was exactly. Our learning. After learning, we were able to, especially under Solomon Sticks Morewa, there was a tournament that you would remember quite well, the Four Nations Simba tournament.
The Four Nations tournament.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that brought here some of the greatest nations in football, Ghana's, the Nigeria's of this world, to play. And it lent itself to teaching us so many lessons. I mean, every time I speak to Sammy Kufour, he always talks about the Four Nations tournament and how he looked forward to coming through. So has the will disappeared? Have the people that are supposed to lead us in football for football's sake and for the interest of football, has that disappeared?
It has disappeared. We're no longer talking football. It's all about politics. Politics has taken over. Ego has taken over. Poor kids in the township are suffering because of that. Where have you ever seen people who have walked the path being sidelined? They've seen, they've tested, they've felt it, but they are not part of it. It has never happened. How do you then have a progression plan with somebody? I'll give an example. And subject to correction, everybody has been saying, wow, South African players against France, they were spectators, they were supporters. But did we do much in order for us to educate and give direction to these boys, to say, boys, this is France. Yes, big names. They are like you, but the only difference is that the national anthem is not the same. And this is what happened to us. We played Germany, full squad, at Joburg Stadium. Pep Parker walked up to me and he said, Doc, the only difference here is all about the national anthem. Mm. But these people, they are like you guys. Secondly, you give me any, and I've got nothing
against any foreign culture whatsoever. But you give me any person that has ever made us happy in South Africa that comes outside. All South African coaches that have achieved are local-based coaches. 92, Skrima Shabalala beat Cameroon. 96, Tai Parker, 4 years later after readmitted by FIFA. Jomo, 1998, played in the final of AFCON. Probably that was the last one. You have Trashakes, who took the under-23s, the Benny McCarthy's, the Quintin... Quintin
Fortune
and Matthew Booth and them. We wouldn't have known them. Why are we not utilizing the expertise of these individuals to say this is our T's and C's as a country? For any individual that comes in, he needs to go through this body, this board, or this body that we will create to say, this is the culture of South Africa. When we were scared, when we were having goosebumps to face Cameroon, Kasten said, I'm talking to boy. That's what I'm talking about. In lame language, I'm trying to say the culture of South African footballers.
It's an understanding, Doc. I mean, if Skrima Shabalala is going to be saying that ahead of a game at King's Park against superstars that we've just watched on television playing at a World Cup, it means that he understands that, yes, there might be nerves, but he also understands what Dr. Khumalo can do on the ball. He understands that...
On the ball.
Yeah, if you're able to then pass the ball to another teammate of yours... And that is what he's trying to say to you. And it's the same language that Clive Barker even said in the many interviews I've had with him. He says, you know what, I just told the guys, give the ball to Doc, give the ball to Shoes, they'll do magic, just be in the box, wait for a cross and deliver. And that's all you see.
Yes.
It is about understanding the culture of who Dr. Khumalo is, who the late Shoes Mushwewe is and was, who the late Sizwe Mtaung was at the time, who Going Up Nyathi was at the time. So you can only know that because you followed him from his days at Dangerous Duckies up until he came and played for Bafana Bafana. And that you're not going to get easily from just any coach that lands in the country.
Definitely not, Rob. Spot on. And then now we're talking about on the field scenario, off the field scenario, the change that needs to be done is that I didn't rock up from a space or whatsoever. I was developed in an informal coaching situation in the townships, which is not there today. Schools need to, I knew Augustine Makalakalane when we played in the Milk Cup competition in Durban in the finals, and we won it at Dalwang High School. But if you were to ask me today, who or which boy or any student that or any person that would tell me to say, wow, we have a star in our school? None.
There's nothing happening.
What is it that the mother board is doing about it? Because we're talking about budgets being destructive. Nyaupe, all those things.
Yeah.
But because where will they go?
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go, Doc. Let me hold you for 2 seconds, Doc, because I know you're about to make a very important point. If you're just looking at your watch, it's almost 6 o'clock. I want to quickly break away for news. And if you don't mind, Mtomtala, ngicela nje uyibambele ivalpre lapha manje. Uthi nje kancane, and then I'll pick up with you after the news, because I want to talk about the change. I want to talk about the role Mamria would play. We'll also be chatting as well to, as I said, Mamria's lawyer, who is on his way to Limpopo right now, but he has agreed to chat to us. So, yeah.
Just firstly want to compliment Coach Arthur Zwane for putting together an attack-minded team. Many can attest to the fact that we've never seen Chiefs playing that kind of football in many games.
Why our national coach does not see the good players that are in Sundowns, I think he should just swallow his pride and start to field the good players if he hopes to qualify.
I don't think as abalandeli be Kaizer Chiefs wamele sibe carried away, mainly because siyazi ukuthi izinto zethu azihambi kahle this season, so angeke nje si being fooled by performance ye Sundowns as well, because when Sundowns besivele inikezelile ngeligi because icedile ukuyiwina, so besinikezela nje ngalo mdlalo.
Monday to Friday weekdays. Sports news, fresh and relevant.
All right, fresh and relevant sports news. I can tell you that Manchester City have agreed to sign Erling Haaland from Borussia Dortmund. So that is the agreement in principle that has been reached with Borussia Dortmund to sign Erling Haaland on the 1st of July. So yeah, Man City fans, I'm sure you'll be happy with that news. Thanks so much to the newsrooms, Vuma FM, Rise FM, Sowetan Live, as we continue our conversation with Doc Kumalo. I'm looking at Twitter here. Makahane Palki says that, you know, the biggest problem of SA football is the entire football structure. Try to get involved as an administrator at local and regional structure at SAFA. It's a nightmare. He says SA football has been privatized to few individuals, and it is just a cabal. Maybe that's also part of what Doc has been saying. Doc, thanks so much for your patience. Welcome back.
Roger, thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading this tweet, and he's saying it's difficult for people to even get involved from a structure point of view. So it looks like our problems are far bigger.
Thanks, Rob. I actually didn't want to talk about that, because I happened to listen to one of the interviews last week that was, I think, the SAFA CEO, the ambassador Lucas Kadebe. And hello.
Yeah, you're saying the SAFA CEO was lambasting Lucas.
I think yes. From what I've said, I mean, I've heard is that it was a quote. It doesn't mean if you have played in the highest level or well known that you can just walk in and be SAFA president. You just have to go back to the structures. I mean, to the LFAs. And take your hands there. So now, if this tweet is talking different, now I don't understand. I mean, let's all be honest. When we talk about the LFAs, the regions which are members of SAFA, you want to tell me a Lucas Kadebe needs to go down there and bid his hands before he becomes a SAFA president. So all the sacrifice that we have gone through, because the reason why I'm saying this is because this is not only directed to Luki. Except legends need to understand that this is where they have to go start. So the question is, being identified at schools, is it not grassroots? It is. Mm. You graduate to play for the national team. Because if they sacrifice time for their families and also they getting their heads, we also sacrifice time for our families and we became soldiers to make this country to be what it is today. We have a star because of our sacrifices. I've mentioned certain situations at the press conference to say, South Africans used to wait for that 3 o'clock for them to watch the game. But they don't know the behind the scenes. How on earth you, as an individual, will go out and play a qualifier, haven't eaten bread and coke for 5 days because you couldn't eat food that was prepared there. Is it not enough sacrifice? You excelled by bringing a star in the country
You excelled by taking the country to the World Cup. You are a legend because you're being acknowledged of what you have done for this country. So that person doesn't qualify. Or those guys, they don't qualify at all. So, but we have to go down first to get our hands.
Because you were quite strong about the issue on Lucas Radebe, and for many reasons. A lot of people have felt that from a leadership perspective, from the respect that he has internationally and especially around the UK and
Thank
Leeds,
you
know that various things, including a suite at Ellen Road, has been named after him. There's a double-decker bus that's been named after him. There's a brand of beer that's been named after him. And all of those things are happening not in South Africa, they're happening in the UK, where we, as South Africans, gave our Lucas to Leeds and to the UK and to European football. But they recognize them more. I mean, he's one of the players that was lucky enough or earned it enough to have a testimonial game because of his years of service. We don't see that happening here in the country. Even players that are there for 15 years in one team, they don't even get a sack of potatoes to say thank you very much indeed. You know, that is how dire and disrespected players are, or even legends are, in this country. I've always said, for me, it is a shame. So when you look at a guy like Lucas, what more would he need to do? How different is a campaign for Lucas different to that of a Samuel Eto'o, who ascends into the presidential role in Cameroon in the way that he has done?
Exactly. It's the same. And only if I can add to what you've just said, if probably there are doubts about leadership qualities, or if there's any doubt about whatever capacity Lucas or any legend that is capable of being in the structure, because I'm not diffusing the fact that I respect the current structure and I respect the current president. Hence, I'm saying I will support any president, any structure that can only bring change to South African football. Now, if we as legends, why are we called legends? If maybe there's something that Doc lacks, and you are a structure, but you can see the potential there. Clearly, you can maybe supplement him with education. Why can't we build our own? Why don't we believe in our own? Belgium is one of the best countries today because they believe in their own. As we speak, the entire Belgium team, they are doing a course while they're still playing for the national team. You watch the documentary about Belgium football, you'll be ashamed to be a South African. All those players have been robbed in LFAs. They've been robbed in regions. They work with the national coach to say, in 3 years' time, I need a left-back or a Lukaku type of a player. Like I said, I don't take anything that away from whatever, I mean, the national team coach is doing and whatsoever, and but it needs to be changed. People, when they come into South Africa, it will never happen. But there's no transparency. And if the current structure can change and do things the way it's supposed to be done, then we're heading for good, for better future in the country. We're not saying Lucas, Mamria, all the nominees that they are the best compared to the current president. No. But we just want the change. Let the people who walk the path be part of the structure. How do you lead not knowing? Because you are telling us that we must go down and dirty our heads, but we are saying we have played it. We know that if we are going to face Ghana away, this is the situation. We're going to find this kind of hostility. We don't have to come back and say, but yeah, we drove four hours four and a half hours. Playing outside your country, it builds character. Playing outside the country, you are not in a comfort zone. You as an individual, you become a complete elite player. You are talking about the four by four. We learned today that no, enough is enough, Jed. And the very same 96 team is the very same team that 90% of it that played in 96, that played in the 4x4s. And we won it. But instead of taking 10 steps backwards, we're taking 20 steps backwards. Forward, we're taking 20 steps backwards.
So to put it on record, Doc, you, for this upcoming presidential election, you are fully in support of Mam Ria's candidacy.
I'm full support of the president that will bring change to South Africa. People. And if Mam Ria is capable of doing that, I will support her. And if the current president, Dr. Danny Jordan, will be able to do that, I'll support that.
What about the people that say that the individuals that are there and still want to carry on there have been there for the longest time? In fact, they've been there since Dr. Khumalo was playing for Bafana Bafana, and that change hasn't come. What will make them change?
Well, I guess then if that change won't come, then we need a new set of gloves. If that is the case, then we need a new set of gloves to say, okay, you take us to where we want to see South African football be at a highest level. Rob, there is no way we can be rated less than what was it, 20 or 10 spots in the FIFA rankings worldwide, and then in Africa we were close to one or two somewhere there.
Correct.
Then we don't even make at least 10, number 10 or number 9, but we're out of the bracket of 10. We are way, way far that other side. So, but I personally, I strongly believe that being a South African with my democratic rights, I stand to be corrected, and I have the right to echo my opinions because I've walked the path and I did deliver. And I know what does it take for one to be the Africa Cup of Nations champions, irrespective that it was played here. I know how does it feel to be in the World Cup environment. When you look at the cricket South Africa with all the crises they have, but who are the front runners? Who are they? Graham Smith? Is he not there?
Yeah, Graham Smith, Mark Boucher.
Yeah, there. Mark Boucher? Is he not there?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with rugby. Our dear friend Thando Mananda is in charge of the EP Rugby Union. And he's currently in the United States of America, there, and they've been on a course to improve him as an administrator.
Yes. You look at rugby, they have the Rugby Super Sports Schools program. Which tournament in the country that talks to development, grassroots, nationwide? Which one? The last time I checked, if I'm not mistaken, it was Denon, if not McDonald's. But then, nothing. In the schools, there's no soccer. It's only for 3 weeks, then that's it. Thank you very much, guys. Bye.
And you know, 3 weeks is nothing.
But we want to see Bafana Bafana doing well. It only started down there. I started the show, I didn't just walk up from nowhere. I was developed. I experienced, we were the first crew, players, that experienced what is it that to be an international player. We didn't know. We didn't understand because we were deprived. And then why deprive the poor kids now? There's so much abundant talent in South Africa.
I need 5 minutes of your time after the break, Doc. I need five more minutes of your time after the break. Let me take a quick break. I will be back, Doc Kumalo, to wrap it up, and then we'll chat to the legal representative, Leruma Tobejane, who represents the interests of Mama Ria Ledwaba. Don't go anywhere.
Players at the Swallows Football Club have refused to train. We've got the SAFPU, Southern African Football Players Union, Deputy Secretary General Calvin Mutloong.
Pay me what you want.
If you've gone 6 months, as you say, without a salary, that in a professional league doesn't sound right.
Well, as to why are they not paying the players, I'm not too sure about that, because when we speak to him or to the technical team of Swallows, they always told me that they will pay.
So if the players take a drastic decision not to go to training, do they not stand a chance maybe of contravening a clause within their contract, or are they within their rights here, Kelvin, to demand pay, and if they don't get paid, then they withdraw their right to work?
Well, they are within their rights to demand their salaries. Remember, they've got contracts. We have been asking and begging the club to pay them their salaries.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
You can't take away or shy away about what Sundowns is doing. The best team ever. They've got the best players ever. How do you go and play a serious match and sacrifice South Africans, not the national team? And you leave out players that I strongly believe would have made a difference. Because there is no way Ethan Brook could play away against Ghana and give us results. Whereas Andy Lejad is out there, experienced player. But with the help of legends, masters, it would have been a difference. It would have made a difference.
Yeah, that's the voice of Doc Kumalo at the press conference early on today, saying that Sundowns have got the best team ever, the best players ever. Where were the legends? Where was that information going to be infiltrated to say, hey, here's a better option, here's an experienced Andy Lejali who can do the job for South Africa? And that was sadly, sadly missing as well. And it's very refreshing, Doc, and I think I would take my hat off to you, because a lot of people would say, oh, Doc, umdwe chiefs. And here you are, openly praising the achievements of a Mamelodi Sundowns, regardless of whatever team you played for in the past. So for me, that's already showing maturity, it's showing growth, it's showing independence of mind and thinking, and it's just showing you that you're making a call based on what you see and what we all can see. That is why Sundowns now, you know, they've wrapped up the league. The league's not even over yet, and they've been doing this consistently through the seasons and seasons and years and years and years, and yet nobody's very or even close to wherever Sundowns are right now. Would that have been a difficult thing for you to articulate, or was it just calling it the way it is?
Robert, I was just telling the way it is, and I didn't have to shy away from the fact that Sundowns are the best team at the moment in South Africa. Because, I mean, the writing was on the wall. We've seen how the three coaches have actually managed to steer the ship the right direction after the former coach Peter Mosimane left for Egypt. And we were all probably thinking that, no, it's going to be difficult. But, no, they were calm, and they didn't even fight. They managed to assemble. They stick to the culture of Sundowns. They stick to the culture of appealing to certain individuals. And the reason why I singled out Jali, taking nothing away from Babu Temba, you know, Mabue, Shalulilis, but I'm just taking South African. You look at Andile, came back from overseas, and he never disappointed. He actually took his game to another level. And you could tell the comfort. Because, Rob, I've been on that field. I've played the game. You know, when we talk about a player that's losing confidence, we're talking about Andy. The arrogance when he's in possession of the ball. It's not coached. It's something that is within him. And this is what we need. Characters that will stand the test of time when the going gets up. Like, that boy, he will make a difference. How do we
then phase out youngsters to play if we are not giving the people that have the experience and that can make a difference and for these youngsters to be able to see. I mean, for an example, the 96 squad, we managed to dismantle it before time. And this is the price we pay.
Well, not allowing Clive Barker, Doc, to go to the World Cup was...
That's what I'm saying.
The big problem, yeah.
So, why there was no Indizo? Let's sit down. Let's break it down. Where are we from? Where are we heading to? Who are we? What are we made of? Who's coming to our shows to do what? If he comes there with this, we'll show him that. But they come here, they're showing us what they want to do in our own backyard. How does it work? You can't go to Brazil and tell them, listen, I can't play this particular player in this position because he's 39. What? Coach, what? Thank you very much. Take your thanks. Bye. But, yeah? Where is... You know, Rob, hey, I can talk to you until, I don't know.
I know how passionate you feel about
it. It's just that I'm bleeding inside because that means whatever I've started, it's gone. And I don't want to lose flooding because it will be like I'm probably disrespecting what is happening or what happened in our country. No. But clearly it has gone, it has been swept away. Just like that. Like it has never happened. And then how do we then sleep at night and sit and like hold our arms? Because now, clearly we're chickening out. If we're scared of being victimized, then we're not doing justice to the young boys that are coming out. If we don't talk, we don't speak, we show the way, we're not. We're actually doing no justice to the poor boys. I might as well take my son to the U.S. because clearly here there's no future.
And that's very sad, Doc. I mean, this was the very same topic that we had the other day, to say maybe at times, as parents, we're not doing enough to fight the fact that a lot of these so-called previous Model C schools and whatever,
yes,
football's not even taken as a sport. It's something someone must just play in a little corner there, and it is not there. So what if the child who is gifted will make a living, like a Neymar's making a living out of football, but is from, you know, the dumps. A Ronaldinho has made a living out of football, but he was from a very poor background. So how do we know that we're not cheating a child an opportunity just because football does not feature in terms of their plans? That, for me, is the beginning of where the rot is in this country.
Definitely. If I were to ask a question, Rob, how many youngsters have slipped out of South African football to play or outside South Africa, and we only discover them when they're outside?
Oh, plenty.
How possible is that? Where is the structure that talks to us? This boy is going to Greece, but it's only when probably scores a hat-trick or whatsoever, or they now pray or talk about him and whatsoever, then we start to raise eyebrows. Oh, is that Manja from Umlaz? Hey, we need to go get that boy. But when and how did he manage to go out of the country without us not registering him, knowing that this is our chance? The scouting phase, it's not there. Mm-hmm. Today, it's not. It's about assembling every aspect that will make the game to be the best. Countries plan ahead before they go out and play. We've got so many legends, we've got so many coaches that are out there, that are unemployed. Hence I said, the structure needed to sit, reflect, and look at what is the need that South African football has to have. What is it that we need in South Africa. But having said that, again, we're talking about the structure that needs to put out everything that ball wants or entails. Because if we are not going to wake up and smell the coffee, then we might as well forget about qualifying, wasting money to fly to countries and play or whatsoever. What's happening in South Africa? It's right now, right?
Then all the sacrifices to get South Africa readmitted back into the international fold would have been all in vain, Doc. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the Benin tournament. I remember so well, there was a gentleman called Kamuela Mokojo. He was the captain. And I remember they went and met Zinedine Zidane. And they won. He was the captain of that Benin team that left South Africa to go and play. And since then, I mean, he had a brief spell at SuperSport United, but he was quickly moved to Feyenoord. He was then quickly moved to Zwolle. He went to play for Twente, ended up playing for Brentford as well. And that shows the quality. Yes, he might have been part of the Bafana Bafana team eventually, but it took time because we had to keep making the noise to say, look at this guy. Yes, he's playing in the championship, but the championship is probably, you know, a level or so superior to what we have as far as the Premier Soccer League is concerned. But let's listen to a few voice notes that we have here, Doc.
Good evening, Rob. Okay. It's Teboho here. Rob, I honestly agree with Dr. Khumalo on the comments that he made today, because there seems to be a deliberate mission to sideline former footballers in this country, particularly in the administrative positions at the national level, Rob. And that on its own is limiting us as a country, because you don't have the people who have been on that forefront, who have walked the journey, who can be able to impart their knowledge with the youngsters. So, and if you look at countries, particularly like the European countries who were in the 1998 World Cup, and you see the players who played there, and you check currently what they are contributing to their national countries, Rob, you can see that African countries have this thing of frowning upon their former players serving in management positions. Because if you look at France, they had Didier Deschamps, who's currently now coaching the national team. Zinedine Zidane also contributed as a coach. And if you look at Croatia, they had Davor Suk in 1998, but in 2012 he was appointed as the president of the Football Federation. And you can see during his tenure how things turned around in the Croatian national team. But yet in this country, you get people like your friend Hilton Smith, who was told to retire. But you look at Croatia, Uruguay, Oscar Tavares, only retired when he was 74 year old, Rob. You can see that we are shooting ourselves on the foot by not allowing people who've got who understand the game to contribute, Rob. Thank you so much, Tebogoye.
Babu Maravi Mbokotole, PMP, Nomnotes. Kubuhlungu ubona imbokodo engivaleleka kanje. Kubuhlungu lento iqale ngomamkhizi, manje sekumama uReal Edwaba. Ibuhlungu ikona ukuthi ke it's a man's world after all. Xolise ngokusenda ama voice notes late, i-load shedding nomsebenzi. Thank you.
Yeah, load shedding is our reality. We don't want it to happen in football. Doc Khumalo is giving us his final moments. Teboho, thank you so much as well for the voice note, making some excellent examples. You know, the name Didier Deschamps is a very familiar name, is a successful coach now of the French national team. But it's the same Didier Deschamps that was in the starting lineup when South Africa went and played in 1998, where we got hammered by them in the World Cup match. But you know what? He was there as a football player. Now he's there as a successful coach who is leading France into World Cups, into major tournaments, and he is doing very, very well. Doc, you have the floor. You've got all of 2 minutes to wrap it up for us.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity, and thanks to all the views, the opinions of loving South Africans, because they are actually the custodians of this game. And I'll really want to repeat myself to say I would support any structure that will bring change to South African football, whether it can be the current or the new structure. But as long as the change will be done, because
South African football is for the nation. It cannot belong to any individual or individuals. So we just want to see change, and we want to just to see people doing what is supposed to be done. And also, there is no way we can, like, take shortcuts in football. We can't. If you minimize certain things that are supposed to be done, clearly there won't be results. No one has ever went out and said, no, I cannot afford to be part of the structure. None. But we're just waiting. And nothing is happening. But we are there to serve again. Not as players, but now as ex-players, to say, this is what we can do for the nation. And we do support the current national coach. But some of the things need to be taken seriously in South Africa in order for us. We also need to be taken seriously by the rest of the world. Because I cannot afford, when I talk to my counterparts from Africa, and they'll be like, ah, you guys are waiting for hosting, then that's when you're qualified for Africa Cup of Nations. Mm. It's sad. How do you answer that? Because these guys in Nigeria are laughing. Hey, dog, when are you hosting again? Because obviously you guys can, okay, maybe you can win it again. So is that how Africa perceives us now? So that means we need change.
All right, Doc, we'll continue pretty soon. Trust me, we're going to be watching and monitoring what happens with these elections. But thank you very much for being open, transparent, and speaking from the heart. Stay strong, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you.
All right, that was Doc Khumalo, SA football legend, somebody who's no stranger to the beautiful game of soccer here in South Africa. Like I promised, the legal representative of Mamria coming up next.
The players at Swallows Football Club have refused to train. We've got the SAFPU, South African Football Players Union, Deputy Secretary General Kelvin Mutloong. What sort of intervention, Kelvin, guide us here, can the league have in a situation like this?
Players must be respected. As well as we demand the players to respect their contract, clubs must respect the contract. Well, the league can intervene. As to how are they going to intervene in terms of telling the clubs to respect their contract?
Surely this then brings the league itself in totality into disrepute.
True that, Rob. Well, in this situation, the intervention that we can do, the law must take its course. What we do, we take the matters, refer them to the DRCPSF, where the clubs will be called to pay. And if not, the monies will be deducted from their grants. Before it can even go to the league, it will be deducted from the grant of the club, so that the players can get what they deserve.
Friday weekdays.
Good evening, Smarawa Sports Worldwide. This SAFA presidential elections, what my take is, everybody who is there must just go. They've been there. How long are they going to be there and we still have nothing? If it was Mexico, well, they should have finished now. They've been building. There's nothing new. They will come up with nothing new. All of them, they must just vamoose. We get new people, new ideas who can take this. But all those who are there, there's nothing. There's nothing new. There's nothing. Nothing. I mean, really, there's nothing. All of them. How long have they been there? What has happened? They must just go, then we get new people who will take this country forward. Thank you, Ntate Marawa. Nazwa go khabala tsani. Ase Thekwini manje, kwi Vuma FM. Thank you.
Good evening, Prarop, no Pradok. Nikulma, a sensitive issue. And Ibona with South Africans, they've shied away from for a long time. And I think it is sad for ama South Africans ukuthi sizoba nomuntu ofana no Lucas Radebe, great leader othathe bafana bafana wayibeka ku level yomhlaba waphuma naye wayesirepresenta as an ambassador ye country wayodlalela England. He's been honored England, but South Africa aka honorwa ngale ndlela abam honoranga ngayo ngale. I think abantu okufanele ba engage lapha kule mkhakha yezebhola kufanele kube abantu abafana nabo bo Dr. Khumalo nabo abo Lucas Adebe, because we know they know everything about football, they've been there, but we opt to touch abantu who learned about the game abangakaze bapartake kiyo. Yingakho sizobona ama legends wethu are honorable only uma kuthiwa ashonile. It's sad about ibhola lethu eMzansi. We need ukuthi lento lena siyi-address and then sichubekele phambili njenge country. It's wrong. Kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
All right, very strong, very powerful opinions that are coming through. It is Barra Sports Worldwide, Vuma FM, Soweten Live, Rise FM. Thank you so much for joining us as we head to the final lap of the show. Thanks for the voice notes. Really, really appreciate those opinions. It's not going to be the last that we talk about this. I can tell you that much. So I made mention earlier that Tuma Maria, the SAFA Vice President, was meant to address the gathering at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton, organized by the group that is in support of her nomination for the SAFA presidency. However, she was warned against attending the event that was to kickstart her campaign, where she was the keynote speaker. Now, this follows a letter from SAFA stating that nominated persons cannot publicly present themselves before the final list of nominees has been approved by the governance committee. So to tell us more about this, Ria's legal representative, Leruma Tobajane, joins me on the line. Leruma, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob. If you can hear me, your voice does not come out clear.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I know that you are heading back home after all of these events that have been taking place here in Johannesburg. Maybe just to paint a picture so that we don't inform the public incorrectly. I am correct in saying that the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton was the press conference. She was going to be the keynote speaker, but then something happened. There was a letter that almost stopped her or prevented her or banned her from addressing the media. Talk us through what has happened here.
Yeah, thanks, Rob, and thanks to your listeners. Let me just make something clear. This was not a letter directly issued to her as an individual. Was a letter circulated to everybody else, especially those who are nominated candidates. So it was not a specific letter addressed to her only. It was a circular address to all members or all candidates.
Do we have a time of when Leruma, was this letter circulated? Is that something that's been out there for a while, or was it specifically sent out today?
It was sent out on the 6th of May 2022, which is a Friday, and I consulted with her. We sought clarity regarding that prohibition from SAFA. Yesterday we received a letter responding to the request for clarity. To be specific, the rules and regulations that prohibit nominated candidates from publicizing their candidacy. But the response from SAFA was that it's not directly addressed to an individual. It's addressed to all candidates. So wait until the governance committee has screened all the nominated candidates and provided the names to people to publicize them. So my advice to her please don't attend the press conference or that's a civil society event to support her candidacy. Don't attend it so that you don't risk your candidacy being expelled or suspended.
Okay, I think you've just moved into what I was going to ask you now, Leruma, is what if she had attended in any case? What would the repercussions have been?
Well, the repercussions were very clear, not specific. We know either she was going to be suspended or expelled.
Expelled from the South African Football Association. Okay. That's us losing Leruma, so we'll try and just raise him again. As we said, we understand he's not in a position to pull over on the side of the road. We all know the dangers that are here in this country right now. But we did say we'll squeeze out of him what we can because of the nature of what we need to hear and extract from him. So we'll try to get him back on a line again. Just a quick reflection on what's happening on social media. Gaspar Ngulube sending us a tweet all the way from Lusaka in Zambia, saying that when soccer was soccer, listening to legends speak about the beautiful game should be called a game as well because of the fire and the passion that is coming out. Says thank you very much for this interview. Zambia is listening. And we can only take from Zambia. Thanks so much, Gaspar. Thank you for listening all the way out there in Lusaka. I think what we can take from Zambia is when Zambia literally used South African facilities to train for the Africa Cup of Nations, led ably by their former player and former great, Kalusha Bwalya. They went on to win the Africa Cup of Nations after that. So you can imagine. Here we are with all of these facilities. We don't even know what to do with them. But a country comes, our next door neighbors come through and say, can we use your facilities? And we say, yes. And they use them. And they use them so well that they prepare themselves brilliantly to win the Africa Cup of Nations. Yeah. And it's sad that there's a whole generation of South Africans that will never know or understand the joys of a winning nation on the football field. They will never understand what it means to participate in an Africa Cup of Nations final. They won't ever understand what it means to be in a World Cup. But that is what we are facing right now. I think what we were catching up on before the line broke with Leruma Tobejana, the legal representative for Mamriele Dwaba, was on the repercussions, and I think we lost him as he was saying she would have stood to be expelled. So my question, Leruma, was expelled from SAFA?
Yes, expelled from SAFA.
Therefore, she would not have been able to pursue then the candidacy to become the president of the South African Football Association.
Yes. Expulsion or suspension. You see, the letter does not state that. Does not say if you violate this instruction, you'll be suspended or expelled. But I had to anticipate something like that happening. And I had to give a good advice. You risk your candidacy and go ahead with the social event, where civil society event, and address it, or do you preserve your candidacy?
But that is That's weird, cool. though, Leruma, because. Do you understand it, though? Do you understand what it seeks to preserve? Do you understand what it seeks to keep away from? Because for me, as a media individual, I almost see that as some form of censorship, because maybe you would have known as well that she, in I suppose as a person, had agreed that she'll come through and chat to us on the show. We would love nothing else but engagement to say, Mamriya, what is it that you're going to bring differently if you do become the president of SAFA? Then the public as well as the listeners get involved and they ask the questions. For me, that is open transparency. But when you say you cannot address the media, then for me that becomes a problem. Do you understand what this seeks to try and cover or to protect?
I don't want to speculate, but there's something called cacophony of silence. So the silence was so loud today. I think that silence achieved something. For me, whether it seeks to censor her, whether it seeks to prohibit her or to stop her from conversing for votes, it's one issue. Legally, I believe that if she had gone ahead and attended this event, she was going to face the consequences which will ultimately prejudice her candidacy, which is something that I didn't want to happen.
You cannot contest that letter. Is that something that legally you cannot challenge?
You see, that letter does not state to you in terms of which article is the authority to issue this letter derived from. That letter
is not addressed to her as an individual. It's addressed to a group of individuals. So you don't have a course of action. It is a deliberate letter addressed to everybody, but seeking to prohibit one person or some individuals from doing something. Because not all members of the NEC or all members of the regions are candidates. That's known. But do you want to go to court just to fight a circular which is addressed to the whole general? It's like a conspiracy theory. Can you prove it? You know what's the intention, but can you prove it? Do I advise my client to go and fight a conspiracy theory in court when I don't have facts? I might know. She might know what is the intention of that circular. But proving it to an independent judge is something else. But at least the public knows what's the intention of that letter. Mm. What is the purpose of that letter? Sure. Legally, we cannot deal with it because it's a vague document. It doesn't tell you in terms of which rule you are not allowed to do this. You must wait until this date for you to do this. It just says until the governance committee has screened and provided the names of the candidates who have been approved to the CEO to publicize them, you cannot speak to the public.
Is that not unlawful, though, Leruma? In all honesty, in your practice as a legal practitioner, is this not something illegal?
I can say it's unfair, but I cannot say it's unlawful, because if something is unlawful, it should be against the law. But
the law of free speech?
Well, you see, that one is like, you have freedom of speech. You can go to court and challenge that on the basis that it limits your freedom of speech. But what you achieve in doing that, because now you are diverting your attention, I don't like a situation where my client spreads herself thin in order to prove a point. Mm. And if I see that the point is not worthwhile proving, if she has public support for her candidacy, that will be shown by the support she gets. She doesn't have to go to court to prove that she has support. She can only go to court when a directive is issued directly to her as an individual, mm. not to a class, or not to everybody else.
Yeah, so not so like a class action. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, but unless if all the members that receive the letter say, but why are we gagged?
Exactly. Well, I was going to say to you, and it's a pity we've run out of time. I'll call upon you tomorrow, if you don't mind, Leruma, because we'll be doing a part two of this, because my next thought was about a class action. So I think let's pick it up from there. It's intriguing, because I think once and for all, South Africa needs to understand and know what is happening within our football. Drive safely, Baba. Thank you so much indeed for taking time.
No, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. That's Leruma Tobajane, Riele Dwaba's legal representative. And I think we're just getting into the juicy part of what about a class action? Because if it's not to her as an individual, what about the collective? All right, catch you tomorrow. Thank you.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, 1730 to 1900, only on Soweto Live, Rumor FM and Rise FM, Monday to Friday weekdays.